Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip this lovely Thursday, the 13th of February. Sun's shining, heading towards spring, talking already to a couple of people, Suggs, yesterday about the Masters coming up, the old club championship, we'll reopen that debate. A load of old numpties don't know what the best major is. I know you lot all wait and listen to hear me. I did lose my shit. I did laugh at that. I love it how you go from 0 to 100 mile an hour when something peeves you. It's just the way I am. I keep saying nothing is planned. I've just got something to say, say it, and then you can all move on, can't you? Don't hold grudges. I just like to get it out, say it, and move on. There's nothing at all today. Obviously, we got the golf started. I mentioned the golf yesterday, which was when I think I revved up. Half the time, I don't even remember what I rev up about. And Vinny posted on Twitter, I think you bang on to it, Vinny. It is a fear of missing out. Even when I started this podcast, I'm never comfortable. You know, I'm not a tipster. I keep saying it. I provide data, basically, and I use that data. I do share bets that I'm having, be it horses, football, golf, and I'm always loath to do so and wonder whether it's the right thing, because I know people jump on them, and as I've said, you lot losing a bet worries me far more than that, but I do it for interest, because most people, you know, we've got this stat, haven't we, that 99% of people lose. I had this exact conversation with somebody yesterday, actually, that we've got this stat that 99% of people lose. I think what we've got to understand is, and this is certainly where I was wrong in 2007 when I started the website, 99% of people aren't trying to win. So it's another flawed stat, because I have to accept, we all have to accept, that there's people out there who just want to have a bet for interest, and they're quite happy to do their money just to have the thrill and the buzz of doing it. Like people who go in a casino, I know when I go in a casino and play roulette, I know the likelihood is I'm not going to win. My best mate, my very best friend, he bets a 5 or 6 tay macker with Skybet every single weekend, because it's interest for him on a Saturday afternoon. He's a Man U fan, he hasn't got a lot of interest, to be fair, but he has a 5, he's not trying to win. So whilst we've, you know, everything in this game has flaws, and like everything else, like golf when titanium woods come out, and diets when the Atkins diet comes out, everything has buzz periods where people, that's the rage, that's what you've got to talk about. Now, we've XG, for example, I've said my views on XG a few times, how I think it's flawed. I read an article yesterday saying how Spurs can't get top 6 because on XG they'd be 14th. It can never be that XG's flawed. XG can't be flawed. Spurs are flawed. We've got no historical XG tables. All I'll tell you is there's never been an XG table that's mirrored an exact league table. And I'd rather work with what is happening than what someone's come up with somewhere perceived might be happening. And I go, mine, Eric Lamella from 10 yards, Harry Kane from 10 yards, XG gives it the same mark. Not for me. Harry Kane puts it in the net. Heung-min Son puts it in the net. Eric Lamella, it's probably it in the guy in row Z. But it can never be XG that's wrong. Everything that we do, no matter, people say you can't win with stats, blah, blah, blah. Everything is a statistic. Everything is based on the past. The reason people back Man City to win now is because Man City have proven over the last 4 or 5 years how fucking good they are. So they keep winning games. The reason I made a load of money laying Liverpool years back was because Liverpool weren't very good. Now they're much improved, don't lay Liverpool. It can be sometimes as simple as that. Everything is based on what we see in the past, not mythical things that might have happened. Everything that we do is based on what's happened in the past. That doesn't mean it's going to repeat, but it's a fucking good guide at times to what is going on. And I go with it. Man City's the greatest example. Man City 10 years ago or 12 years ago, before the Sheikh came in and took over, you wouldn't touch them with a barge pole. Now Man City, over 2.5 goals. People say, how do you know something's losing its edge? I'll give you an example. Man City over 2.5 goals. I mentioned this on the podcast over a year ago. If you back Man City for over 2.5 goals at home, you're going to make money. It's not going to last. But what's the guide to me that it's losing that edge? The average price, I look at the average price over 10 games. The average price over 10 games a year ago to the average price over 10 year games now, it's vastly different. I haven't got the numbers right there, but that's my sort of check. I look, and let's say it was 1.5 a week, a year ago. Now it's about 1.4. You can see the average price coming down. People are trying to catch up, but I ride that trend until it goes. That's just an example. But it's based on what I'm seeing, not on some bloke putting a chart up saying XG this, XG that. Now we're into closing line value, and there's been a great post this morning by somebody, I can't remember his name, Poker Joe or something, about closing line value. Of course it can be important. Of course you want to beat the market because that's a good indicator to you. But the people who look at these things are looking at the market in an entirety. They're looking at every single bet that's ever placed on the home win. They're basically saying to us, me, you, anybody else, you are not good enough to pick out of those bets any bets that can win long term. If you do pick them, you're lucky because you're not beating closing line value every single time, and that's the only way you can win. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a minute. The best person I know in my life that I've ever met finding value was JG back in the horses. I would go out in the morning in betting shops. I'm going back 15 years. And I would bet horses at 33-1 that would go off sometimes at 4-1. And they'd win. And you think, fucking hell, that is amazing. How did he know that? That is just incredible. A lot of it may well have been inside info. I never knew the ins and outs of his workings. But he was the best person I've ever come across for finding value. But don't think that we didn't back horses at 33-1 that drifted out at 66-1 as well. Because we did. And you're looking at it and think, God, if I'd waited, I'd have been on at 66-1. Of course it's important, but people have got it as it's the be-all and end-all of everything. And XG, the be-all and end-all of everything. It just drives me mad. In this game, the way you win, you've got to be uncomfortable. You've got to put yourself in positions of discomfort, and that will be lasting losing runs. I've got a situation with a guy at the minute where I'm trying to get him to stake more money than he would stake. It's uncomfortable. You've got to be uncomfortable doing things like that, raising your stakes. You've got to genuinely go against the crowd in most situations. If the crowd is doing something, you'll make some money going against them because half the time they're wrong. And I'll give you an example of that. How many people back unders? How many services or tipsters or whatever do you see backing unders or backing both teams to score no? Very, very few are backing no first half goal. The only one I know on Twitter is Rob Hawley, who's very good. I think that's his name. Rob, disjustice if you're listening. I don't know whether you do listen, and I've got that wrong. I go back to most people aren't trying to win. I think we've got to understand that. Most people aren't trying to win. They're hoping to win. They're having a punt. And it leads to phony conclusions. You know, you got people betting on a coin toss at 10 to 11. Don't think they weren't, or even money when the guy from Sky tipped it up for the NFL. People having 20 team hackers. They're not serious punters. They're hoping that it's like buying a lottery ticket. You know, the lottery itself, people, they hope to win. People know. What are the odds on the lottery? I've no idea. I don't even know what they are. I don't do it. I don't really know where I'm going now. I'm just waffling. But I think, you know, you've got to get back to when people say to me, how do you win and get bogged down in things like closing line value, XG, Poisson, how much markets are moving, resistance, this, that and the other. I will maintain until my dying breath, all that really can be pushed to one side for most of you. It is to do with mindset and how you approach yourself, how you handle 3 months standing still, not winning any money, how you handle horses dropping 30, 40 points in a month, how you handle a last-minute goal being chalked off against you and costing you money when you're having a bad day, how you handle VAR taking one away from you when you're having a bad day. Because all those things affect your mindset. They all are, oh, God, I've got to have another bet now. I've lost that one. Oh, is there another game? Oh, matey's come up with this strategy. I wonder if I can apply it to that game because I'm having a bad day. All those things, for me, record-keeping, all that will be far more important than any fucking XG table for most people or for any closing line value for most people. Trust the clever people to find the closing line. What you got to remember and what the guys did right, the guys who are clever are betting early. They're betting early. That line is still being bet right up to the last minute. The people betting it in the last hour or so, half of them are fucking clueless. You know, the guys who bet the horses that I know, they're out 11 o'clock. Their business is done by midday. That horse market's still going to be going, betting, moving and moving. These guys are making hundreds of thousands of pounds. Hundreds of thousands of pounds a year. They're doing all their business. They're out there now. They'll be out there. Shops open 9 o'clock. Bang. And they will bet them up till midday. What happens after that, they couldn't give a flying monkeys about. And I know you're arguing with academics and this, that and the other, and you'll never ever convince them otherwise. I'm trying to get people back to the normality of punting and what you're trying to do. And you are trying, some of you, to make money professionally in this game. I met Suggsy yesterday, we had a good conversation. He won't mind me telling you, he said ultimately he wants to make this his main income. It's all about consistency, doing the right things, doing the same things, and mindset, as opposed to Suggsy worrying about, oh, Tottenham should be 14th. I'm not saying there's nothing in it, because I do think that teams outperform certain stats, and I go back to Liverpool and Arsenal were two yesterday, Arsenal last season, Aubameyang and Lacazette couldn't miss. But I didn't need XG to tell me that. I could see it for my own eyes. I could see it in the results that were coming through. I could see it when I watched them. And again, I just think that people invent sub-industries in all sorts of things, be it diet, be it self-help, whatever. People almost create these sub-industries to make themselves a load of old money, and they're actually not a lot of good to a lot of people. That's my view, and I say everything is my opinion. I'm happy to debate stuff with people, but it's just an opinion. I'm a dinosaur. I still do the same things. I've got people trying to help me to improve Excel and how I do things long-winded, but I'm a dinosaur. I do exactly the same things, and the one thing I'm good at, I always read this stuff and see it, but I'm good at blocking out the noise, and I don't think, oh, hang on a minute, I've got to miss out on that XG. Hang on a minute, I've got to check every single bet against CLV, because if it's not there, I'm fucked. If I live like that, I'd be jumping off a bridge, I tell you. Right, I think that's it. I had a good debate last night with somebody on Twitter about Poch. Still don't get it. I mean, Spurs fans think he's the Messiah still. We got a manager who's won trophies, love him or hate him. Man who's arguably the most successful manager over the last 10 or 15 years. You got somebody like Pep, who obviously is great. You've obviously got Klopp coming along, winning titles, but Poch is the saviour, and I'm more than happy for Poch to go to Man United, because I think he is an absolute myth. I maintain he'll only win something if he goes to Paris Saint-Germain. He can go to United for 10 years, he won't win anything. I'll stand by it, but I don't think Ollie's the man either. I think they need to get somebody, or they need to get that Allegri from Juve, that's who they need. So I had that little debate last night. What else is there? Ed, you've tagged me in some. I don't know what you're on about. Honestly, new FTS filter, the slow tie. I haven't got a Scooby slow tie apology. I might be being dim, thick. I've no idea. Slow tie to me is something you cook, isn't it? I've absolutely no idea, mate. And I haven't Googled it. I just haven't got the time. Right. That's it. I'm getting back to normal. It's good. I'm getting back to normal. Right, loads to do. I've got loads of admin to catch up. I'm out meeting today. Loads of admin to catch up. Loads of stuff to get ready for over the next week or so. And then we will be full flying. A lovely Thursday, unders. Look at unders. See, I've got a couple of nice unders methods, a couple of nice both teams to score no methods. Have a look at them. There you go. Interesting. You're leading before it starts. It's 0-0. Game kicks off. It's 0-0. You're winning. Bet under 2.5 goals, you're winning. But we like goals, don't we? We all want chase goals, chase the goals, chase the goals, chase the goals. That's what we like. It's that buzz. It's that dopamine hit when a goal goes in. Unders is boring, isn't it? Oh, nothing happening. I want nothing to happen. Oh, that's boring, isn't it? Why do we want to maintain the status quo? Dull, boring. Right, that's it. Trump's a wanker. Johnson's a wanker. Farage is a wanker. I'm off. I'm going to see you all on... What day am I going to see you all? I'm not going to see you all. What am I talking about? I'm going to speak to you all tomorrow.